And you're not the first person to tell me about the other places the Dussies have gone to. I also heard from James in Simonstown, who reckons they've all moved in with the penguins and can be found all over, around, under and beside the boardwalk from Seaforth to Boulders in that area. Why are we talking about Dussies? In case you missed it was about a week ago that we heard from a listener who had been up to the top of the cableway for the first time in absolute ages and was very surprised that they didn't see a single Dussie, something which they said on previous visits they had seen all over the place. They had chatted to a security guard up at the top who said, yes, the numbers have dropped since the start of lockdown. And the security guard surmised it was because there were no humans in the weeks of hard lockdown to feed them, which was a very sad and alarming concept. But the comment was that they've gone somewhere else because their food source had disappeared. We wanted to know whether that was accurate, whether the observation that there were fewer Dussies than usual on top of the mountain was accurate, or maybe just bad luck on the part of that particular listener. So we reached out to Sandpox for an answer and delighted to welcome on the line Sandpox regional ecologist based at the Cape Research Centre, Marna Herbst. Marna, thanks for making time to chat to us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Papa, and thank you for asking me to chat to you guys.
It's a great pleasure. Firstly, is the Dussie population on the mountain monitored at all? Do you keep account or sort of study in any way how they're doing?
No, so we don't monitor Dussies per se, but we do have a small mammal monitoring project on the go.
Okay, and what does that look at, Mona?
So it's basically just small mammals. We've recently sent out a link on our Facebook page where we ask people to send us any photos, videos, location data of any small mammal that they see on the mountain. And with that, we've also deployed about 88 camera traps across the whole mountain. And we're just trying to see what's out there, what's happening. We can even see people on the mountain, which is also great because we can monitor traffic and see how where people are. So far, we've seen Klipspringer, Roycut, Jennets, porcupines. So we haven't seen Dussie on the camera traps, but it's probably because of the placing of the traps. But Dussies need rocks and rocky shelters, and that's normally where you'll find them.
Okay, now the fact that you haven't caught any of them on camera, so not necessarily to say that they aren't there. Anecdotally, Marna, your team members, are they saying anything? Are they noticing any change or particularly any decline in the Dussie numbers up there?
We've been talking about it, and we actually thought there was quite a bit more. But that's just anecdotal observations as well. And I've been in silver mine area quite a lot, and there's quite a lot in silver mine. So, it's difficult to say, but it's also important to remember wildlife animal numbers do fluctuate. You know, it goes up and down. So I'm not saying that it's going down, but, it's the numbers will never be the same.
Okay. You've mentioned the rocky sort of shelter and protection being important in terms of habitat for Dussies. Am I right in thinking, Marna, that they are one of the species that can actually coexist with humans quite comfortably, that they are quite common and happy on the urban edge, as it were?
Yes, they can. And there's actually, in fact, a study being done in Israel. So you get Dussies in Israel as well. And they have found that their Dussie population has actually been in the urban interface increased. And the reason for that is Israel is much more desert area. So out there's not a lot of places for Dussies to have shelter. But they've moved closer into the urban area where there's shade and protection for them. So there, the Dussies are really doing well. Yeah.
Okay, so we're not entirely sure whether it's a surge or a decline in the Dussie population on our mountain. Marna, though, the comment of that security guard around the link between Dussie behavior and human behavior, specifically around food, was very worrying to me. Is it something you're concerned about, that visitors to the mountain, either not knowing any better or just through sheer stupidity in search of a good photograph, are feeding Dussies? Is it something you're aware of?
I'm not aware of it. I mean, I know Dussies might bite you if you try to feed them, and I've done that as a child. I'm very embarrassed to say that. But Dussies are eating plants, so I'm not too sure if they would really eat anything else. I don't know.
So probable that's maybe misplaced speculation there. Okay, so the bottom line is you're not panicking about the health of the Dussie population in the Table Mountain National Park right now.
No, not now. You know, Dassies are, you found them across South Africa. So as long as they've got shelter, that's really important for them. And food, obviously. And they don't need water. They get enough moisture from their food. So you get them throughout South Africa. So I don't think in general we should be worried about Dassie numbers.
Thank you very much. That's quite reassuring. Marna Herbst is a Sandparks regional ecologist based at the Cape Research Centre, and we really appreciate that feedback.